This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 20 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. I should have had you play a different tune, Jades. I was thinking of Ellison's show music that we did. Show tunes? I about said show tunes. That we launched when we had Ellison on every single week for the Ellison Hubbard Show. But nonetheless, the man really doesn't need that kind of an introduction because he's just that good. Ellison Hubbard, of course, former Colorado State Ram, now ready to rock and roll with Sam Houston State. Very important season for them too. Ellison, my man, I missed you, dude. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I miss you too, Brady. It's been so long.
I was stalking you on Instagram, as I tend to do, and I saw it reminded me because I've been wanting to reach out to you as we approach fall camp and all that stuff. But you were in our neck of the woods not too long ago, still brushing up on that that media career of yours.
Exactly, yes. I was there Friday through Monday night, and I was able to shadow Jenny Kavnar just with the Rockies and AT&T Sports, and I was just, you know, blessed to have that opportunity to see the commentating from Drew Goodman and Spilly, the former Rockies player, and just being able to learn a lot and get that experience, that once-in-a-chance lifetime, just to, you know, be on the side of the pregame show and just be up in the booth listening to them commentate the Rockies and the Dodgers.
Now, and I know that's a passion of yours, the media side, and you did such a great job last year with our show. Of course, crazy year for you, as we've talked about, transferring out of CSU's been through a few changes since you left, Ellison.
I know. Jay Norville, everybody seems pretty excited about him. I wish I could have met him, but in that case, I think he kind of got just kind of did a clean sweep and got there, which I think is needed for CSU just to rebrand and restart.
Well, okay, so, and I know you love Sam Houston State. I know you're pumped about what's next. You're getting ready to rock and roll here. But, okay, it's us here. I don't think there's a lot of Sam Houston State listeners on right now. You can tell us. Is there a part of you that's kind of like, man, I would have liked to meet Coach Norville? That would have been fun to be a part of that kind of new program and reviving. And I know that probably wouldn't have worked out with the way eligibility works and stuff. But is there that part of you that's like, what if, man?
Yeah, there's sometimes a what if, like, back in December, I was thinking, like, maybe I could have went and talked to him and see what he would have said. He's a good coach, especially. I lost to him a couple times in my career. So, it would have been nice to meet Coach Norville and to see what he had, had to say. But, you know, I think it was for the best just to come to a new place and get a new start just for 1 year. So, it's just how things align, how things worked out.
Well, and I know you're excited about Sam Houston State, and we're excited for you, man. We're getting close. I'm on their website right now. They got the countdown going. I love 30 days, 22 hours, 39 minutes, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Texas A&M coming up on September 3rd. You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready to rock and roll. You know who's on the other side of that ball? Steve Adazio. I'm ready to go and attack that O-line and get some sacks.
Man, he's the offensive line coach. I was going to ask you that next. How does that – okay, we know it was weird. You were on this show last year, and you're like, dude, he didn't really talk to me much. It was I was told at the beginning of the season that they really valued me, and I was – they thought a lot of my playing ability, and they were going to utilize me, and then nothing. And, you know, I remember you saying Steve really didn't talk to you much, which I just was floored by that for so many reasons, Ellison. Number one, because you are a fan favorite. Everybody loves Ellison Hubbard. For nothing else, you got to give this man some respect. So I was blown away by that, man, honestly.
Yeah, I was, I was kind of shocked at that time, but, things, like I said, things happen for a reason. So, maybe just it was a line for him to be on that side of the ball and me to be on the opposite side and just see, who was right and who was wrong in that situation back in the past season. So, I'm just excited, ready to go to work. We start fall camp Friday, so That's huge.
Start up on Friday. Okay, so that is a motive. And this is what I love about you, Ellison. You want to be a media guy, too. So you're not pulling it back. You're saying, heck yeah. Obviously, playing against Texas A&M is motivation enough. But then you throw Mr. Adazio on the other side, dude.
Exactly.
How pumped up are you going to be when we start this thing? What's that? I think it's an earlier game, too. How pumped up are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be – you're going to see a whole new Ellison Hubbard you've probably never seen. I think it's going to be on SEC Network. So I'm just excited to get a big win against A&M. That's the first and foremost part. But then also just to be the former head coach, that's also just – it's going to put a lot of emotion in me, but I got to keep it under control because I don't want to – get kicked out of the game or anything.
No, you wouldn't want to get kicked out of a game like somebody did last year. That would be silly, right?
That would be very silly. That would be very silly.
Okay, you're one of the most genuine dudes. You're such a good guy. But like you said, once you get on that football field, things change. How do you approach it if you see Adazio somewhere after the game before? I mean, do you shake hands? How does that work for you?
I think, regardless of how the game goes, I still think it's good to have sportsmanship and shake hands. I don't believe in just, I need to walk off the field. None of this showboating thing, because at the end of the day, he coached his best, his players played his best, and I played my best and gave it everything I got. I think that's important to the game and important to how coaches view me. In the NFL, is like, is he going to give sportsmanship regardless of the pass, or is he going to be the guy that's going to, flip off everybody and just walk off the field,
Yeah, nobody, I don't think there's a person that knows you would ever think you'd be that kind of guy.
Yeah, ever.
Ellison, is there a part of you, though, okay, when you trained, it was such a hard decision for you. You love Colorado State. You said you're going to feel like a Ram forever, regardless of what happens. I remember you saying that. Was there a part of you, though, when you did transfer, and maybe you're like, was that the right move? Well, who knows? But then when obviously you saw how everything went down with Adazio, was it kind of a good feeling at the end of the day where you were like, yeah, that's what I was seeing? Is there a part of that that hit you?
Yeah, there was a part of that that hit me. Actually, just recently on Sunday, I went back and visited Colorado State, just a little side note, just because that's how much I missed it. I was like, I have to go back and visit the place, just look at the stadium, the atmosphere that I used to be in. It was touching to me, and that's my alma mater because I graduated. So, I'm just, like I said, I was always going to be a Ram. But, I think when looking at Adazio being fired and just how the fans were reacting, because it wasn't just him getting fired that was kind of like, I thank God the administration saw, but no, the fans were like, I'm not going to come back. I was seeing this all over Twitter. I'm not going to come back if he's still here. I'm not going to pay my dollars to go watch a guy who didn't care on senior night to stay out there and just be kicked out, jog off the field. I mean, you see that all over Twitter. It's like a little anniversary for everybody. It's like, this is what we had. This is what we saw. So it was just exciting. Let's not say exciting, but just like a relief that like, okay, I'm not the only one that was tripping. I wasn't the only one that, was crazy to just leave and then nobody understood. It was a lot of people who understood and saw that. Maybe it was good for Ellison to leave because who knows what would have happened at the end of the season. We were four games in. I didn't know if he had a longer contract. I didn't know how all that worked out. I just felt like at that point in time to stay under this, it just wasn't good for me.
Well, and you make a great point, too. I mean, the outcry on social media from fans, and this is where fans can really use their voice. There was a part of me, Ellison, that really thought Adazio was going to get another year. Until he's running out or off the field, being kicked out, I said, there is no way that guy comes back at this point. Listen, I've interviewed Adazio before, and some interviews were good. Some interviews were he seemed like he had other things going on, whatever. I hate to just pile on the guy, but at the end of the day, it was just clear to most of the players, I believe, or a good chunk of them, and then the fan base, that this was not going to work. There was going to have to be something done.
Yeah, and, if it wasn't going to be done, I don't know how the program would be now. And just like I said with the fans, I don't know if they were going to even show up. I think it just would have fell off. I think from him coming at the fans saying they didn't know football and, you know, that he knows what he's talking about compared to them, I think that's kind of what triggered everybody. It's like, you can't come at the fan base, the fans that, you know, come to watch these student-athletes put in the work day in and day out. And even the media people I know had some struggles because they were trying to talk to some of the guys after practice, and I heard he was just kind of being, you know, mean, kind of not, you know, letting them talk. It was just so much going on between everybody that it was the best decision that Coach Parker or Joe Parker made.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, man. Did you happen to, I want to ask about Sam Houston State a little bit, because an amazing football team last year, only one loss. They lose in the FCS playoffs quarterfinals last year to Montana State, and we all know how that worked out. And of course, this is a transition year too, so interesting times, exciting times for Sam Houston State. But did you see any of the news with Joe Parker? Because I know you know Joe Parker. They did give him a contract extension. Did you see that?
I did see that. I did.
What do you think? Was that a good move?
I think it probably was a good move, just because, you know, he wouldn't have made a good hire, and I think maybe it's not, and the basketball team. Huge props to them. Basketball, the March Madness. So that was just huge. Awesome.
Jade, let's see if we can reconnect with Ellison here. We're kind of losing him off and on. Maybe see if he's. If he's all right, let's see. Maybe he could be lifting right now, man. That guy never stops. Ellison Hubbard, what a guy, dude. I mean, I loved having a weekly conversation with him. And then it did, I will admit, for radio, got interesting, you know, as the season kind of unfolded there. Ellison, my man, sorry, we lost you for a second.
No, you're good. Yeah, I was saying, I think it was a good idea, especially after this past year with basketball going to March Madness. And then we have Trey McBride and David Roddy, you know, going off to the respective leagues. So I think that it was a pretty good move to extend him, because he's just continued to elevate on things that needed to be done at Colorado State.
Yeah, well said, my man. All right, so looking at Sam Houston State, as we said, a phenomenal year last year. How cool is that for you, Ellison, to look at this team and all the successes they had last year? To say, hey, and they're in the midst of an FBS transfer year too. So huge things for this football program. How special is that for this to be the team that you knew you settled on, obviously, but they really wanted you to be a part of their football program?
Yeah, I think it's very special. Also, just for me to land here is pretty huge. The D-line coach knew Tom Ellers, and Tom Ellers is like a legend, I think, at Colorado State. So he helped me to get here, and I give him all the thanks for, you know, just being able to reach out to Coach Morris, that's the D-line coach, and just getting me here. And the coaches here, they're passionate. They're young, and they have a lot of fight in them to be, you know, coaches at different levels one day, but they're just passionate. The guys here on the team are passionate. They love to play ball. I've seen speed that I haven't seen in a while. You know, I think about a good 5, 6, 7 dudes on this team that are speed. They're just fast. And we have guys who are strong, you know, that I've never seen. We're bench pressing single arm, just 150 pounds on each arm. I mean, guys are out here competing. They want to win. It's just the culture here that's amazing. And the coaches here, that we have an offensive coordinator. He came from the Texans. He coached DeAndre Hopkins. And, man, he's a smart guru guy, the defensive coordinator here. I mean, wow, I haven't seen the guy like this in a while. So I'm just happy to be here and happy to be a part of a staff and a team like this.
What's it like to, and I want to ask you some specifics maybe on that roster side of it too, but due to the FBS transition, you know, there won't be championships in the forecast for this year, playoffs in the postseason in the forecast. What's that like for you? I mean, is it like, you know what, we just want to go put our best foot forward, play the best football that we possibly can, set ourselves up for success, and then you look at that and say, I want to really help, just kind of help better establish that going forward?
Yeah, it does suck that there is no championships or bowl games or any of that, but honestly, I think just to come out and play a season and kind of establish for the groups to come, the freshmen that are coming in the years after me, I think that's the big part. And I, you know, I'm happy to be a part of that, where I can say, hey, you know, this guy right here helped pave the way on you guys being in conference USA and, you know, being able to play in a bowl game, which I think I saw they might be able to next year. But you know, these 10 games that I'm going to have, you know, just to put my best foot forward on the field for the fan base to see and for the players to follow after me, just to be like, okay, he gave it all he got, and I can give it all I have. And, you know, offense can get all they have. I think that's what's important instead of just the championships right now.
Talk to us a little bit about this football team, Ellison. Obviously, as we said, very good last year. But what are you seeing? I mean, like you said, these guys, I know we're getting to camp Friday. But talk to us about, you know, this roster and, you know, what are the chances you guys run this back and just put together an amazing record again? Like we said, Texas A&M to start things off. But I don't see any reason why this team wouldn't be extremely competitive the rest of the way, and even in that Texas A&M game.
Yeah, you know, this reminds me of my high school senior year where we had a lot of new guys on the team. And, you know, in your head, you're like, are we going to win? You know, we don't have much team chemistry. How's it going to go? And lo and behold, my senior year, I won a state championship. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of what reminds me of this is what my team reminds me of. It's just everybody's out here. They're kind of new from different schools. But we all came in and we all came to work. I mean, wow, this summer. You know, it might have started off slow, but we picked it up, and wow, we put in the grind, the effort through conditioning, through weights, through meetings, through player practices on Wednesday in the heat. I mean, we gave it all we got. And so right now I think this team, I think we're – once we get through fall camp, I can really give a definite answer. But so far from what it looks like, I think everybody's committed, and we're going to be a pretty good ball team. I mean, offensively, once they start to pick up on the offense, because – everything's kind of new. We have transfers in on the offensive side and defensive side and the new offensive coordinator, so everybody's still trying to get the playbook down to the exact, you know, I know this play by heart. I know this route by heart. But, I mean, we have the athletes and the guys with the mindset and the work that to be a good team this year and probably win all 10 games.
We're talking to Ellison Hubbard. I love that mindset, too. Ellison Hubbard, transfer from Colorado State to Sam Houston State. Ellison was our, and I will cherish this forever, man, as we navigated the world of the NIL stuff, you are our very first athlete to work with. I couldn't have picked a better guy. You and I sat in our little tiny green room here in the station and talked about it when it first became legal, I guess, and we both were wide-eyed like, dude, let's do a radio show. You want to be in the media? We want to get into this. It was so much fun, man, and we cannot thank you enough for really helping us get our foothold on that whole situation. Which again, you paved the way for us having the David Roddy show. And I tell David this. I think I'm the reason he got drafted in the first round. I don't know. And so that could help you too, my man. Just be ready for that.
Yeah, and I'll give you all the credit for that, too. And
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that, man. I'm going to be texting you when this happens. I'm going to be like, hey, don't forget, man.
Oh, yeah, I won't forget.
Well, all right. So, you know, just again, just how about after the season? You know, what? Because I know you want to get involved in the media at some point. Is playing in the National Football League still that number one goal for you?
Yeah, that's still the number one goal for me. I never lost sight of that. I don't think I probably would have transferred if I still didn't want to play in the NFL. So, you know, that's still the number one thing. I don't know if you've seen, but my mom sent me. I was on the top 100.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, in the FCS school. So, you know, I'm kind of excited about that. I didn't think I did much in the last 2 years from COVID in 2021 to be recognized, but, you know, people still see my skill set and, you know, my athleticism. So, you know, that just gives me even more motivation to get from number 98 on that list to number one on that list. So,
Man, we're going to be pulling for you. Never stopped being a fan of yours, and I think I speak for Ram Nation, all these CSU Ram fans, and they feel the same way because everyone was bummed when you left and certainly wanting to follow your career. So I thought this would be a treat for our listeners today to have you on the program, my man.
I was glad to come on the program and talk to you and the Ram Nation. I missed you guys, and I wish I was still there at some time, but also I still think that, you know, it's maybe I can still be your fan athlete at Sam Houston State.
No question about it. And you know, I'm gonna, if it's okay with you, can I reach out to you I want to talk. Can we talk before the A&M game? Is that possible? Could I get you on the game week? Would that be allowed?
Yeah. Yeah, that is loud. All I could call you and talk to you. Yeah.
Let's do it then, my man. I absolutely love these conversations, and we can't thank you enough. I brag about you every chance I get when we talk about what we do here and how much of an honor it was for me to do a show with you every single week. And, man, yeah. I just loved it. So, like I said, you know, when you're in an NFL career, whatever happens, happens. You know you got a spot here, my man. So just have that in the back of your mind.
I definitely will. And I'm glad that we were able to start that off, Brady. I mean, wow, how many people would have even thought to do that when they opened that NLI deals up? So I just thank you so much for giving me that opportunity and being able to talk to the Ram Nation, you know, behind the scenes so they get a little more insight. Because I know they barely got any insight in those 2 years under the Adazio area. They were probably confused in what's going on. And I wanted to open my heart and give them all I could.
Well, and when you transferred, you gave us some really good insights. Like, that was some good stuff, my man. I loved it.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you. You've always been such a great team player, man. I think the world of you, buddy, and I'm going to be rooting for you. I cannot wait. Get after that quarterback for Texas A&M, okay? Just get in there. Take him down, man.
I will.
All right, my man. Hey, good luck Friday. Get after it, camp, and we'll just reach out in about a month, and we'll get you right back on.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, there he is, Ellison Hubbard. Fantastic interview. Love that guy. He became a quick friend. He reached out to me. You know what? We got to take a break, so I'll tell that story on the other side because it really is fascinating how this NIL stuff works, and this is why I'm so passionate about it. But I also realize there's got to be regulations to it, too. But I want to tell that story on the other side. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Got our game beer of the week from On the Rocks Liquor. This one's from Tommy Knocker Brewing, Peach Dream Fruited Sour. You can pick up selections from Tommy Knocker at On the Rocks Liquor. Check them out. Try the drive-through. We'll stop inside. They're open until 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. every day. And then this Friday, coming up from 4 to 7 at On the Rocks, the good folks from Berthoud Brewing will be on hand for tastings. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. How about that? Sam Houston State going up against Texas A&M. Texas A&M's offensive line coach is Steve Adazio, former CSU head coach. And I don't think that Ellison and Adazio had like a personal beef or falling out. But, you know, Ellison told us on the program last year that Steve never talked to him. No, Ellison was a long-term Ram, graduated from CSU. He was a starting defensive lineman for quite some time, and then basically goes from that to nothing. So I think he's going to be pretty excited for that one. Quick story on him. So Ellison reached out, I don't know, it was probably early August, late July of last year. And he was obviously wanting to get involved in the media. A great friend of mine, Gary Azzello, that was with Canvas Credit Union, has also been with CSU forever. He's in their Hall of Fame now. He recommended that Ellison reach out to me to get involved in media because he wanted to get involved in sports broadcasting. So he reached out. I scheduled a time for him to come by. I said, why don't you just pop on the show? We'll talk. And then in the midst of he's getting ready to come in, whatever, that's when the NIL stuff officially hit that it's legal for players to seek name, image, and likeness deals. And I always wanted to do a weekly show with a player, like a specific player. You hear coaches shows all the time, and those are great. We have the McCaffrey coaches show. It's fantastic. But to get a player that wants to talk about his team on a regular basis and a guy that's well-known, I thought, man, that'd be so great. That's what I want to do. So Ellison shows up. We sat down, and I said, what do you think about the Ellison Hubbard show? And we both got excited about it, worked our way through it, and he met the great folks at Crazy Carl's Pizza. They were all in, and since then, we've had a great relationship with Crazy Carl's and student-athletes alike from CSU and UNC. So Ellison got the ball rolling there, so I owe him a lot for that. Great guy, and I'll continue to be a fan of his for as long as he's playing, man. I'll be a fan of his forever, even outside of that, too. And then, he transferred, what, four games in? He had to transfer quickly because If he stayed on another week, that would count as a year of eligibility. So he wanted another year of eligibility. He got it, and he went to Sam Houston State. And away he goes on a team that was very good last year, and they're transitioning to the FBS side of things. So, hey, they'll be in a bigger conference next year and eligible to start playing in bowl games, too. So, hey, hats off to Ellison Hubbard. Love that interview. 49 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. We have Mark Johnson coming up in the second hour, talking some CU Buffs with us. Also, Jesse Kurtz, the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. How does the Mountain West continue to navigate through these waters of conference realignment? Also, just the standings. I mean, how good is Fresno State, Boise State, and Air Force? And we'll talk to Jesse about that in the 1 o'clock hour. So a jam-packed show. Don't go anywhere. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Did you see those darts Drew Locke was firing around yesterday at camp, Jades? Did you just see how, I mean, greatness is oozing from that guy? Okay, maybe he hasn't won the quarterback competition just yet over Geno Smith. In fact, I think Geno's getting some of the first team looks right now. But Drew Locke talked yesterday about really just the atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. It's perfect for him. I mean, yeah, this, listen, full, all kidding aside, do I think Drew Locke is the second coming? Do I think Drew Locke is better than Russell Wilson? No. Okay? Here's what I'm saying about Drew Locke. There was something there, and whatever was there was completely buried. However small that something was, it was completely buried by an incompetent head coach. Vic Fangio was a defensive stud, get it, new to the coaching game, hadn't been hired as a head coach for a reason, obviously. He was 60 years old when Elway hired him. And then you draft a gunslinger. It never made any sense. All I'm saying is, from a fan's perspective of the game of football, I am curious to see how Drew Locke does with a system and maybe a head coach that pays a little more attention to the quarterback competition. Do you think Pete Carroll, I think he has COVID, but when he doesn't have COVID, do you think Pete Carroll's not paying attention to the quarterback battle? Do you think they have to, like, coax him over to the field, to the offensive side, to watch the two quarterbacks go at it? Do you think they have to tell him that? Well, they had to tell Vic that. The media brought it up to Vic, and then the next day he's watching the quarterback battle. So all I'm saying, and all your hate that's coming at me on Twitter about Drew Locke, I get it, I deserve it, whatever. I'm just curious to see if there is a little something there for Drew, okay? We don't need to freak out, but I'm here for it. Second hour of the whole show coming up, man. We're just getting rocking and rolling. Two more hours to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. You won't remember. I'll be the one. 5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Thanks for jumping on board with us here today. Man, what a strange week. What a tough week it's been, too, as we lose two of the greats when it comes to this sports world of ours that we're always talking about. Bill Russell, and then, of course, last night, hearing the passing of Vin Scully, Hall of Fame broadcaster. I'm going to say this. I've never been one of those guys. I've always wanted to be in radio, talk radio, broadcast, whatever. But I was never one of those guys where I just loved a broadcaster made the game for me. Now, they've certainly hurt the game. There's certainly broadcasters out there that kind of, you know, they're so distracting from the game. I was watching some of the NHL playoffs. There was one a female broadcaster. I could barely hear her, you know, so it's like it's hurting the game. But I will say Vin Scully is not, you know, he's one of those guys that he created a story within the story. And man, that's just one of those legends that will be long remembered as one of the greatest, maybe the greatest broadcaster of all time. I know that was the poll question on our morning show, Good Morning NoCo, this morning. Who's your favorite broadcaster? Jades, you're a younger guy. Do you pay attention to the broadcasting as much? I mean, obviously, when Vin Scully started, broadcasting was everything. You know, the Howard Cosells of the world. In the 90s and 2000s, it's still very important, but there's so many broadcasters now. There's so many outlets and networks that I think you can get kind of lost in the weeds as far as guys that stand out. There's Buck and Aikman and, you know, just Al Michaels, John Madden, of course. But how about you, Jade? You being a younger guy, anybody stick out in particular to you?
For me, it was Vin Scully.
Just hearing stuff over the years, yeah.
Because, I mean, some of the most iconic baseball moments are from him. And as a baseball guy, like, I mean, my favorite play in baseball history was called by him, which we'll play later.
You have some stuff that you put together.
I do.
I think that's great. And again, baseball especially, broadcasting is not easy, but broadcasting baseball can be very difficult because there's not always something going on. I mean, watching the Rockies game yesterday, they spent 10 minutes talking about eye black. So, I mean, you do have to dig. You have to find unique stories and little anecdotes that you're utilizing throughout the broadcast, and he did it for so long. It truly is amazing, especially a baseball broadcaster.
Oh, for sure. And he just always came up with the most unique and out-of-nowhere stories, too. Like, some of his stories have real deep meaning, others have less significant, but they're just stories that baseball fans want to hear.
One of those guys that everybody had something good to say. Yasiel Puig said, "You gave me my wild horse name. You gave me love. You hugged me like a father. I will never forget you. My heart is broken." He changed people's lives, and he was just such a great guy that truly loved the game. And I know everybody, we all love sports. This guy didn't want to quit, man. I mean, he wanted to keep broadcasting forever. And, I think a lot of us wanted him to and still want him to. So, obviously, sad week. You know, you go back to Bill Russell, too. I mean, talk about the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball. Bill Russell's probably deserves to have his name in that conversation with Jordan and Kobe just as much. So, yeah, kind of a tough week for our sports icons. So we'll be just coming in and out today, playing some top, you know, Vin Scully moments, how you narrow those down. I mean, he's had some legendary calls, but it's almost like every game he did was must listen to. So, thinking of Vin Scully, I know Dodgers, whatever, just everybody that was a huge fan of what he did, which, if you are a sports fan at all, you were definitely a fan of what Vin Scully put on. I mean, he was maybe second to none when it comes to broadcasting. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Fun show lined up today. We're getting an old friend on the program, Ellison Hubbard. Ellison Hubbard and I are buddies now, man. He was our first NIL player that we worked with last year. He was obviously a Ram for a long time. He's playing for Sam Houston State. So we're going to just call to catch up with him. Ellison wants to be in the broadcast world, does a fantastic job. And I always told him, man, you find your way back here into northern Colorado, you might have a spot here. So he's one of the good ones. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the show, actually in a few minutes. And we'll have Mark Johnson on to talk a little CU, as CU's getting into their camps this week. Most teams are either going or getting ready to go. CSU gets rolling on Friday. Wyoming's been going. So we'll talk about that. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. who's going to have a better record in 2022, Wyoming or Colorado State? I would have said CSU easily, but talking to Cody Tucker yesterday from 7220sports.com, this run game might be something special for the Cowboys. Titus Swen named the Paul Hornung Award watch list. He likes that offensive line. He likes that run game. So more of what we've gotten used to with Wyoming. Run the ball, play great defense. So who's going to have a better record? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We'll see how that one ends up later today as we go 3 hours with you now, Monday through Friday. Jades, what do you say? Should we jump over to the good, the bad, the ugly, and that'll kind of take me into my next segment? Let's do it. The good, the bad, the ugly. And listen, the good is not this happening, but we are remembering Vin Scully. That's so, I'm just going to say, an amazing career. And obviously, we wish these guys could live forever and broadcast forever and play forever. Everybody could do the same. But on days like this, I think it's good because we do sit back and we remember the greatness that is Vin Scully.
And another drive into high right center at the wall, running and watching it go out, believe it or not. Four consecutive home runs, and the Dodgers have tied it up again.
I mean, how do you pick, man? We're going to have some great calls from Vin throughout the day today as we remember one of the great ones. The bad, can we set a record here, Jades, for how many bad or uglies we throw the Rockies in? Pretty much since the All-Star break. They've won three games since the All-Star break. They lost both yesterday. And listening to Bill Schmidt yesterday talk about why they didn't make moves. He also said they were the only team in the major leagues that extended a contract. I mean, the Braves extended Austin Riley. And all that guy does is hunt deer and hit home runs, apparently. I mean, you pay attention to your... How about the Padres? They extended Joe Musgrove. I mean, pay attention to your own division and what they're up to as well. So, wow, that's almost ugly. The ugly for me... Got to be Tim Patrick, right? Bummer of a story yesterday. We saw Zach Stevens tweet that Tim Patrick was carted off the field, barely could put any weight on it when he got off the cart and went into the locker rooms. He is out for the season with an ACL injury. And that one stings when you're looking at, you know, what you're hoping Russell Wilson and this team can do. Tim Patrick, either way you want to slice this, was supposed to be a big part of what this offense was about. Obviously signed his contract extension last season, along, you know, shortly around the same time, I suppose, with of Courtland Sutton. So it has to be Jerry Jeudy time. I mean, Courtland Sutton, nothing changes for him, but it has to be Jerry Jeudy time. And if you don't feel confident in that, do you start looking in the free agent market at wide receivers? Isn't Odell a free agent? I mean, are you going to get to that point where you get a little crazy? Or do you think that Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler can really now, I mean, they have to pick it up. Jerry has to be the number two. I don't know how you're going to utilize him, but there is no hoping. There is no, hey, it's up to him. You still got Sutton and Tim Patrick. And I'm going to outline this a little bit later on why, you know, there's not extreme reason to freak out unless Jerry Jeudy does not live up to that draft status that he hasn't just yet. All right, 15 after the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk to, well, now a proud football player for Sam Houston State. They get their season started at Texas A&M. Why are you talking Sam Houston State? Well, we've got our boy Ellison Hubbard, man. He is a great friend of mine. Excellent human being, and I'm really pulling for him this season as they get set to go, and we'll see what Ellison can do as he rounds out his awesome college football career. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Keep in mind, we're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
C
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.